Economic development people in areas around the state are constantly trying to figure out what their communities need to draw new business, new people, and improve the economy. A Traverse City Record Eagle reported on a speech to the Economic Club of Traverse City. In it, attorney Michael Naughton told the room that Traverse City is on the cusp of an economic revolution. We decided we should talk to him about his vision of Traverse City. Michael Naughton joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Lester. Thanks for having me.
I think a lot of people in Michigan would say that Traverse City already has a lot going for it. What's the big concern? Why an economic revolution? Why would it even be desirable in TC?
Well, I think that people see Traverse City as a vacation destination, and that's good. That's part of an economy, but there's so much more that's going on. One of the things that I've been really proud of is 20 Fathoms, which is a tech incubator that I helped start with some people here in town. And the revolution part is really about the mindset here in Traverse City. Are we complacent and content with being a place that is a hub for tourism, or do we really want to be a part of the global marketplace? And the way I see it, we should be. We've got a tremendous talent up here, and we have a lot of the tools necessary. We just got to start putting some of these things together.
In this Economic Club speech, you're quoted as saying Traverse City is not the easiest place in the world to do business. What do you mean by that?
Sure. I came up here from downtown Detroit about 4.5 years ago. And in Detroit, you have so much of that infrastructure that's built. You can, you know, for me, I was an attorney down there and had access to federal courts, state courts, and could do a lot of work for clients. Traverse City, we don't quite have that same sort of infrastructure. So for me as a business owner, I really had to do a lot more in terms of marketing and outreach than I would necessarily have had to do in Detroit. And something, as I've tried to grow my business, my partner Doug Shepard and I at North Coast Legal, is we've talked to people in the community to see what it is that they need. And it seems like something that our clients need is an ability to scale, to get bigger. And something that I've been focusing on the Economic Development Corporation for Grand Traverse County is how do we do that? How do we provide a bigger, better platform? And one of the ways that I think we can do that is fiber internet and having high-speed internet so that you can access the global economy, you know, here in northern Michigan in milliseconds as opposed to how it used to be before.
Right. You said in today's economy, data is the new currency, or data are the new currency, I guess it would be. So how can Traverse City ensure that it has the connectivity it needs?
Well, that's right. And you're seeing it even now in headlines regarding Facebook getting into currency with Libra. It's a data play. Traverse City is special. And I think the way that we get into that currency and participate in the 21st century economy is by having smart people up here, investing in education, high-speed internet, and the amenities that bring people up to the area to stay. You know, you look at some of the things that are happening in Detroit now, and people are choosing to go to Detroit. That's great. Traverse City is also a community of choice. You really have to choose to be there, whether you're natively from Traverse City or you're someone like me that's made that conscious decision to move up. And so we got to make it easier for people. And I think having infrastructure pieces in place like high-speed fiber, transportation, public transportation, and other things in Traverse City that really make it scale and make it something of the viable city that it is going to attract that talent to be up here for the long term.
Some cities, some townships have made that investment themselves rather than waiting for the private sector to do it. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm a big proponent of private sector. I think the private sector up in Traverse City is really robust. I looked on some of my experiences with Grand Rapids and the private sector in Grand Rapids that I'd say 35 years ago saw that they were at a point in their evolution where they had to make some tough decisions and make some investment. And the private sector did that. Look at the growth of Gerald R. Ford Airport. The good news for Traverse City is the top three airports in terms of economic development in the state of Michigan are Detroit Metro, Gerald R. Ford, and now Traverse City, TVC at Cherry Capital. So we're in a similar situation that Grand Rapids has been in. And one of the things I think we're doing here in our town is creating community groups that are collecting some of the movers, shakers in the private sector to really start to move the needle and move this thing forward. And it's happening.
Well, your city is a beautiful place to visit. In other conversations we've had with leaders from Traverse City, we've been told affordable housing is a real problem. You cannot draw young professionals to a place if they can't afford living there. Luring new businesses and creating new jobs as you want to do would seem to only exacerbate that problem by increasing the demand for housing. So how do you deal with those two sides of the equation?
That's a great point. Affordable housing isn't a Traverse City problem, and it's not something that only we experience. And I don't say that to be defensive about it, but in the pantheon of problems to have, housing's a good one. It shows that we're competitive, that people want to make that choice to be here. In Detroit, we're seeing that, with Gilbert and Bedrock and some of the moves that they're making in Detroit to make it a more livable city, affordable housing is a part of that. Look at the rates in Corktown. 5 years ago, you couldn't pay the rent in Corktown that you're paying now. It's astronomical. So with Traverse City, in terms of affordable housing, I think culturally, as a community, we have to decide that, well, yeah, we are growing and we need to grow. And having housing in areas that aren't necessarily downtown is a good thing. There should be development in housing downtown, but Garfield Township, in terms of population, is really larger than Traverse City. Blair Township, East Bay, Acme, other areas where there's a lot of land to do something. But, I point back to the growth of Detroit, in the Industrial Revolution and automotive manufacturing. There was a problem with housing, but there was a bigger problem for Henry Ford and others to get people up there to work. That's really what built Detroit. We're in a different economy now. We need to get people up to Traverse City to work. Something that you'll see in Traverse City as you walk down Front Street, or even go down Munson Avenues, you'll see help wanted signs and restaurants and things like that. Truth be told, there's a need for talent and high-paying jobs in the manufacturing sector as well, and others. One of the things that we're trying to build up are technology jobs, jobs that you can do in Traverse City that you can export anywhere in the world.
So if you could change something overnight, what would you have Traverse City do to recruit young talent and startups?
If I could change something overnight, it would be to encourage our town to be hungry. Detroit's hungry. You can feel it when you're on Woodward and you see things like the queue line and people and businesses in the city taking risks to try and make it a better place to live. I think Traverse City has to have that same sort of urgency and hunger. One of the things I said in my speech is that Traverse City needs to realize that we are in direct competition with the city of Detroit. And we're in direct competition with Grand Rapids. I don't think competition's a bad thing, and I don't think competition makes you enemies with some other community. But what I think it does do is make you hungry to be as good or better than those communities. And so if I could change something overnight, it would be to challenge our town and our community to say we can be something that's entirely special. I think there's a lot of fear of growth in Traverse City because people are accustomed to this being that nice little area up on East or on West Bay and East Bay. But the fact of the matter is, people are choosing to be here. I am choosing. I'm not the only person that's moved up here in the last 5 years. And something I think you'll see, too, with the census data as it comes out, is Grand Traverse County is going to be over 100,000 people. We're getting there. The scale's there. The numbers are there. And so collectively as a community, I think we've got to embrace this growth and do it responsibly.
All right, here's your chance. Give me your one-minute elevator pitch. How is Traverse City economy going to improve in the way that you want it to improve?
Yeah, I think the way it's going to improve the way I want it to is Traverse City's wide open. The concrete isn't necessarily laid yet, so we can do things that are community projects like TCL and Peace Fiber Initiative. Other companies have come in like Michigan Broadband that have wired up the Commons. And the Commons was an old abandoned state hospital that is now this wonderful community and structure where my business and others are at. So in Traverse City, you can do more. There's tremendous opportunity up here to explore, to take risks, and to be a part of a community that is getting ready to grow. This is the right time to invest.
Michael Naughton is an attorney, president of the Regional Bar Association, treasurer of the Grand Traverse County Economic Development Corporation. Thanks for talking to us about Traverse City's future.
My pleasure, Lester. Looking forward to seeing you up here.